Hosea chapter 5, beginning at verse 15. I will go, I will return to my place, until they admit their guilt and seek my face. In their distress, they will earnestly seek me. Chapter 6. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has struck us, but he will bandage our wounds. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, so that we may live in his presence. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us pursue knowledge of the Lord. As surely as the sun rises, the Lord will appear. He will come to us like a heavy rain, like the spring rain that waters the earth. What am I going to do with you, Ephraim? What am I going to do with you, Judah? For your faithfulness is like a morning mist, like early dew that disappears. That is why I cut them to pieces by means of the prophets. I killed them with the words of my mouth. The judgments against you go forth like the light. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. Like Adam, they have broken the covenant. They acted treacherously against me there. Gilead is a city of evildoers, stained with bloody footprints. As gangs of robbers wait to ambush a man, so do bands of priests. They commit murder on the road to Shechem. They have committed shameful crimes. In the house of Israel, I have seen a horrible thing. Ephraim practices sexual immorality there. Israel defiles itself. Judah, also for you, a harvest has been appointed when I restore the fortunes of my people. Chapter 7. Whenever I want to heal Israel, the guilt of Ephraim is uncovered, and the evil deeds of Samaria are exposed, because they deal dishonestly. Thieves come inside and bandits raid outside. In their hearts, Ephraim does not realize that I remember all their wickedness. Now their deeds are all around them. They are in front of my face. The people of Ephraim make the king glad with their wickedness. They make their officials happy with their lies. They are all adulterers, burning like an oven. The baker does not need to soak the fire from the time the dough is kneaded until it is leavened. On the day of our king, the officials became sick from the intoxicating wine. He reaches out his hand to the blasphemers. Indeed, their hearts are like an oven. They approach him while plotting against him. Their anger sleeps all night, but in the morning it burns like a blazing fire. They are all hot as an oven. They devour their rulers. All their kings have fallen. Not one of them calls on me. Ephraim mixes itself with the nations. Ephraim is a flatbread not turned over. Strangers have devoured his strength, but he does not realize it. There are gray hairs on his head, but he does not realize it. The arrogance of Israel testifies against him. Yet they have not returned to the Lord their God, and they have not sought him, despite all this. Ephraim is like a gullible dove without sense. They call on Egypt. They appeal to Assyria. When they go out, I will spread my net over them. I will bring them down like birds from the sky. I will discipline them on the basis of the report about their assembly. Woe to them, because they have strayed from me. Destruction comes upon them, because they have rebelled against me. I want to redeem them, but they speak lies against me. They do not cry out to me with their hearts, but they howl on their beds. They gather together for grain and new wine. They turn away from me. Though I trained and strengthened their arms, they plot evil against me. They return, but not upward. They are like an unreliable bow. Their officials will fall by the sword because of their angry tongues. Because of this, they will be ridiculed in the land of Egypt. Chapter 8. Raise a ram's horn to your lips. A vulture is circling over the Lord's house, because they have broken my covenant and rebelled against my law. Israel cries out to me, "My God, we acknowledge you." But in fact, Israel has rejected what is good. An enemy will pursue him. They set up kings, but not with my approval. They installed officials, but I did not choose them. From their silver and their gold, they made idols for themselves, so they will be cut off. I reject your calf idol, Samaria. My anger burns against these people. How long will they be incapable of innocence? That thing sitting there is from Israel. A craftsman made it, so it is not God. Certainly that calf of Samaria will be smashed to pieces. Because they sow the wind, they will reap the whirlwind. The standing grain forms no heads, So it will yield no flour. Even if it would yield flour, foreigners would swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. Now among the nations, they are like a pot no one wants, for they have gone up to Assyria like a wild donkey all by itself. Ephraim has hired lovers. Even though they hire lovers among the nations, I will now gather them together. They will begin to suffer in a little while because of oppression by a king with many officials. Ephraim has multiplied his altars for sin offerings, but for me they became altars for sinning. Though I wrote many teachings from my law for them, they regarded them as strange. They offer sacrifices to me just to get the meat. They sacrifice flesh and eat it, but the Lord is not pleased with them. Now he will remember their guilt and punish their sins. They will return to Egypt. Israel has forgotten its maker and built palaces. Judah has multiplied its fortified cities, but I will send fire on its cities, which will devour its citadels. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.